Ladies and gentlemen, country superstar Kenny Rogers. All right, first I have to know, you want to ask something.
No, I have to ask you a question. Yeah. I heard as I was coming in the door, someone was saying that you had, and I assume this was personally as opposed to jointly, written a song about me. And that's one of the most wonderful, you know, there are very few people. There's songs written about Marilyn Monroe. There are songs written about Abraham Martin and John. But I mean, to have a song actually written about you and not know about it. I mean, this is the wonder of this thing. Perhaps
I've got to stop you.
Share this with
No, you don't want to go any farther. It was a rumor we heard about.
About what?
About you and the tabloids. And
I thought we had dispelled those rumors.
We had, and you'll never. We're not playing the song anymore. It'll never
be
heard.
I'd like to hear this song.
I'll tell you, if you don't have a sense of humor, I'm in for it. Well, first of all, we had read that you had had lipo.
You read what? No, I did have liposuction.
Oh, you really did?
Yes.
Oh, we just played. When we wrote this and sang it, we said, we know it's not true. It's just a joke.
That was sweet of you. Oh. Unfortunately, it was true. No, actually, you can't be stupid. I mean, look at the old pictures and look at me now. It's like Michael Jackson didn't have a nose job either. You know? You can say it all you want to say it. You know?
Oh, that's it. Well, in view of that, this may be even more offensive.
Okay. I don't know.
In a room in a hospital, they began work on my middle. The doc said they'd take off that ring. I was tired of the fat gut and being rich as King Tut. I said, remove that blubbery thing. So they sucked out the fat cells and I knew all the females would say my gut looks by far the best. But what happened to me? Sure doggone well through me. Liposuction, it gave me a chest. Hey, Doc, you picked a fine time to make me Lucille. I got boobs now, and Dolly says mine ain't for real.
Yeah, we switch. We trade bras sometimes.
You picked a fine time to make me Lucille.
You have a real flair for that. You know? You bet.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it.
I think that's wonderful. Get my lawyer on the phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kenny Rogers.
Like a rhinestone cowboy.
Glenn, you're an icon and a brother, and I love you.
Well, thank you.
You still have this young, effervescent twinkle in your eye. We were talking about people that have twinkles.
Yes.
Yeah. Glenn Campbell still has the twinkle at 72. Dude, how have you done it?
I don't know. God just sent me down here, and you got a whole bunch of years to use up, so I got 72 so far.
You got a bunch of years to use up.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? I mean, you know, what's it like?
It's kind of like pulling a cotton sack now. No, I'm kidding. But it was just, I just did what I wanted to do musically, thank God. You know, at first I got to play the sessions is really what just threw me right all over with music. It's just some of the greatest songs, you know, back in the 60s.
But, you know, growing up, though, in Arkansas, Glenn, did you pick some cotton and do all that?
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. Cotton, corn, tomatoes, potatoes, anything you could grow, we grew it. Okra. We didn't grow it. We didn't eat it because, man, we were poor.
Hey, we still wave old glory down at the courthouse. In the stogie, Oklahoma, USA.
Number one huge hit for Merle Haggard from 1969. Okie from Muskogee. Hi, this is Ichabod Kane. Welcome to Honky Tonk Sundays. We're getting into the life and faith of Merle Haggard. The Hag is here. Merle, let's go back. The first home you lived in was a boxcar from a train?
Well, it was a boxcar. It was a 40-foot refrigerator car, Santa Fe reefer, and it had been, like, placed on a vacant lot. And my dad bought it from this lady. He fixed it up and bought it. It was made just like any other house. You couldn't tell it from the air. You know, it was just shaped like an X. But it was actually started out as being a Santa Fe reefer. And you can still see the old metal ends on it. You know, I took somebody over there this year and showed them that.
You mean showed them the very house or no?
The very house.
It's still there?
It's still there. It's. We went over to the people that owned the property were very nice. And we went through the old place. Didn't look anything like it used to, but Except that old boxcar is still there.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, we should probably try to preserve it somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe. But was this
how? In case we go down in history or just go down, you know.
Well, we're all going to go down sometime, I guess. But... Merle Haggard is here and singing Hungry Eyes. Listen to the story of his upbringing on Honky Tonk Sundays.
A canvas-covered cabin in a crowded labor camp.